Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. Good morning, Nikki Nick. Good morning, Nicole. How are you guys going?
Ching good chong? Morning. Good morning. I'm good.
I got accustomed to Ching Chong, you know. Oh, you still not here? Okay, hold on.
How you doing? How is everyone? Y'all, we ready for roll call this morning? So whether you check in with us on the voice notes, the text board, or you check in with us on the Facebook page, feel free to say your presence in class this morning.
Hello. Good morning, Georgie. Good morning, Nicole.
Morning, Miss Nikki Nicks.
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. It's Friday.
Yeah,
you know, Nicole, I think you see the intro that they play for Mixed Nuts?
Right.
I think we need to choreograph a dance. What do you think, George?
What?
Okay. I'm down for it.
You know it's radio, so a dance.
We're streaming live.
But there are people who are driving and may not have the luxury of seeing us live.
They can go back. We'll record it and post it on your Facebook page so everybody can learn the choreography.
Y'all could go back.
Right? Miss Nikki Nicks, how was your commute this morning?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was a little tough getting up this morning.
But you look lovely. You look well refreshed.
I looked fresh, right? But yes, the commute was not bad at all.
Okay, great.
This morning. And what about you?
Oh, my hot 7 minutes. Well, that was pretty good. It's just a lot of potholes.
7 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean commute?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a lot of potholes. I don't know what's going on in Port of Spain this month.
But you know the potholes would have been here before this month.
Yeah, but I wasn't driving on it. I didn't have to worry about it.
Lord, I need help.
I need help. Morning. Good morning.
Pleasant morning.
Hey.
To Nikki Nick.
Morning, darling.
Pleasant morning to Nicole.
Good morning.
Pleasant morning to the untouchable one.
How are you going, buddy?
I cool and nice and normal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Out here, been out of San Fernando this morning. A little overcast. All right.
Okay.
Traffic streaming.
Nice.
Right. Everything looking all right so far. So good.
Okay.
Could I say a pleasant good morning? I have one gentleman riding with me this morning. I want to tell him a pleasant good morning. And I'm proceeding to take him into Wellington Gardens in Davie.
Hey.
Nice.
Well, enjoy your drive.
All the other 105 us locked on and listening. Today is Friday.
We're
having it clean. We're having it nice. We're ready for a worthy and pertinent contribution. And remember to keep it dialed 105.1 all the time. Every time.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Blessings.
Yeah,
that's
boy.
What we're talking about.
Well, that's Jungle Man. We say good morning to Jungle Man, boy.
Yeah. And Cheryl from Dago Martin is locked on and she is present in class. Good morning to you, Cheryl.
Good morning.
First in class is Trudy and Anthony Roberts from Carenage. They're here since 5 o'clock.
What? Good
five
student.
5 o'clock.
Good student.
Not long before you, but they're here since 5 o'clock. And we have a voice note. Let's take care of this early in the game.
Good morning to the Mixed Nuts group.
Morning.
George. Nikki Nick.
Morning.
Nicole.
Good morning.
Good morning to you all. Trinidad and Tobago. Have a wonderful day. You sleep outside here.
You too.
Love and blessings from the best one.
So it's Friday, it's Comedy Club. This is where we ask people to call us and send in a clean but funny joke. You could, as I say, we could send it on 388-1051.
Mm-hmm.
You could leave a voice note, you could WhatsApp the joke, or you could call and give us your joke.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have a couple riddles that we'll be giving you. And let's see
how good you are.
Yeah, it's like a brain teaser, no?
Yeah.
So I know that. Nicole would have walked with her own. I know Nikki Nick would have walked hers. And I'm hoping that I will.
Georgie,
walk
you have
some.
Yours?
George
has his copy right
yeah.
here.
So give us a call, 603-5105. Morning.
Good morning, George.
Yes.
I'm in class,
hey, Andy Waters.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Morning, Randy.
Everything nice?
Everything copper static. Cool. Nice. So, let's see who else is here early in the morning. Good morning. Good morning, George. This is one of the messages you all do have. A great day. Love from all.
Ah, nice. Good morning, Mixed Nuts crew. Sweet man is locked on the road, clear, heading heading north, sweet a bit man. Coming out of Barrackpore. Oh, he's way down in the south.
Oh, Barrackpore, way down, yes, but not
Freeport. I am from Freeport.
Central Trinidad, okay, from Freeport. Don't get
Freeport is not south?
No.
Central.
That's what town people say.
No, once you're that side, you're south.
Once you're across the Carony Bridge, you all think it's south.
That is far.
But isn't that far?
It's correct? Central Trinidad.
Once you pass the lighthouse, it's even far.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Good morning, Big Daddy George, Nicky Nick, Chicky Chong. A man here said Chicky Ching, you know. Present in class 5:30. Not even a creature creeping out. Even a mouse running about.
5:30.
Waiting for class to start. Brian in 500.
Yeah. Good morning, Big Daddy George, Nicky Nick, and Chicky Chong. Curtis Dookie hooked on from Bayshore, Long Island. Sending love to all of the City Vibe family. Love in the house.
Yeah, we come like their little window to Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
All those guys who live abroad. Because Mixnus is Trinidad and Tobago, you know what I mean?
So say that again, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How
are you?
Nikki. This is Glenda.
Glenda. Hi, Glenda.
Linda.
Oh, Linda. Hi, Linda, sweetie. How are you?
Well, I know. Get up and I only pass a hit. I tell him I call and see. George, good morning.
Good morning, baby. How are you going?
I good. I know. Get up.
Very good. Thank you.
I just want to say good morning to my two cousins in Paramil, Daphne and Sheldon. And I want to say good morning to Jungle Man and Yvonne in Valencia. Right? And good morning to you all.
Good morning again.
Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
Have a nice one. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, guys, so we're inviting you to call this morning with your jokes, or you can WhatsApp it or send a voice note with the joke to 388-1051 or call us at 623-5105. And we will also be giving you a couple riddles to see if you can guess the answer.
Anybody have a first riddle could give up? Because, you know, yep. I am the riddle master.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows. Okay.
I have one here. Let me see if you'll be like me on a Thursday. I know that. Okay, so let me get this right. I make two people out of one. What am I?
I make two people out of one.
Yes. Huh. What am I? Let me hear you, riddle master.
Guys, no, I know all the answers. I can't give it out because, you know, we want people to
call. Yeah, I know that. I know.
Give us a call, 603-5105. I make two people out of one.
Yes. What?
Give me a call. Yep. And tell us what that could be. 603-5105. Or you can send it to 388-1051. You got a call. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Is it a mirror?
You are correct.
Mirror
boy. Good job.
Yeah. Georgie.
Yes.
Are you a friend, eh?
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, what?
Let's start from the beginning.
I decided you should take out 2 weeks. I will come and hold on to you. I want no salary just to be by the speed of the game.
Wow.
You know you're saying?
He working for free.
I'll tell him.
Have a great day, you all.
All right, partner.
You too, darling. George, sometimes, people gunning for your work.
Yeah, don't ask for it. Sometimes you just get what you ask for. Morning, guys. Shireen, president class. Thank God it's Friday. I'm trying to remember if today is the class party. Just checking. If not, I will be outside of the class today with Willie. Bless
I'll find
everyone.
This guy's an out of hand. No. Yeah. This out of the class.
You know, it was amazing to see how everybody spelled Willy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Everybody have a different spelling. So this Willy is W-A-L-W-A-L.
Will.
It's amazing. We have a voice note this year. This
class. Good morning to you, Jerry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trudy and Anthony Robertson.
This is
original.
Nah, man. When you're leaving a voice note, you need to lower down the volume in the back.
Because it can sound confusing.
Because it does.
George, I'm no longer in class because I like what you're doing. We're not really.
All right, partner. Sorry, you need to... She home. How much time you going to tell her that?
Good morning, miss. Good morning, sir. Good morning, miss.
Good morning.
The coconuts locked on early in class. Actually, I was standing up outside the door waiting for
Wow.
since around 4 o'clock this morning.
I was now going to say he earlier than miss.
Well, I'm on the road again. 4 lovely passengers heading to Mayaro. The gentlemen and them, they are cutting the grass and the coconuts. They're doing a very wonderful job this morning. And as always, I like to say a special good morning to the Josephs and them and Quastries and the Grandy and all the other 105ers. Tanti Betty are still trying to come down there and get some lunch.
Mm-mm.
Morning, Georgie. The man in the coconuts locked on here listening. Watching everybody, watching the action.
That's good. Watch the action, my friend.
Good morning, Big Daddy George, Nicky Nick.
Morning.
Nicole, good morning. Pleasant good morning. To you guys. Dexter from Mayaro.
Hey.
In class early.
Okay.
We have a lot of Dexters.
Yep. One by one, they're coming in school. So, we have another riddle. Hold on. I have another riddle to go here. Very, very important.
Georgie, you want to give this riddle?
Oh, you have a riddle?
I have many riddles. I stayed up all night.
Okay. Rest it on my chest.
And I have one that I'm not sure if either of you know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What can run but never walk? Has a mouth but never talks? Has a head but never weeps? Has a bed but never sleeps? So, I know.
Yeah, that's like
repeat
like,
that.
When I heard that, I followed my crib.
What can run but never walks? Has a mouth but never talks? Has a head but never weeps? Has a bed but never sleeps?
I know that. I feel I know that one.
Mesa.
I feel I know that one.
Good morning, George and ladies. I'm president class since 5:30 a.m. Up and cooking lunch for today. It's dal, rice, and fried shark.
Ooh.
Joanne in El Socorro.
Oh.
You know, if somebody say they have stew frog, you're also going to be going, oh, that has pepper in it.
So it's like pepper on the side.
You'll stop it, okay?
No, I love shark.
I have a problem with shark.
Why?
Because I, in my mind, my philosophy is if I do eat shark, shark wouldn't eat me. Shark know who does eat.
That is a terrible philosophy.
Shark know who does eat a cousin.
Not to waste your bubble.
Morning, George, Big Daddy, George, President Klaus, Keisha, and Mr. Bala from South Oropouche. Have a blessed day, Mixnut family. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Fish from New York. Fish from Tacarigua in class on this lovely Friday. Not looking forward to having homework for the weekend, please, teacher. TNT, have a blessed day.
Okay, read that riddle one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole?
I moved the page. Okay. What can run but never walk, mm-hmm. has a mouth but never talks, has a head but never weeps, has a bed but never sleeps?
Hello, morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
yes, sir.
Morning to the panel. Raggy.
Good morning.
Hey, Raggy, what is?
The ocean.
The ocean, and you are wrong. It's not the ocean, partner. Are you mad?
Fish sent in his thing, and I think Fish and I may be on the same page. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, but Fish, just like the TV themes and movie themes, you need to either call and give the answer, or you need to leave a voice note telling the answer, because it needs to be transparent. Because either of us could say, so Jim answered and he really didn't, you know?
Yeah.
So we need to be transparent. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning. Is that river?
That's correct. It's a river.
You're a winner.
You have just won.
That's what?
That's two out of two.
Answer the first one, answer this one.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
you're on work or you're on your way to work or you're home or what's your stories?
He's gone.
That's yeah. When you see
I guess that was the end.
Well, he got an A+ at least.
You got an A+.
Yes.
Yep. And good morning to Alan. Alan is present in class. He said he won't answer the riddles. He's afraid of being banned.
Yes. Do you know, in this could have been 10 years ago, given riddles, Alan would call and answer every single riddle correct until we had to ban him.
Wow.
Because he would answer every riddle.
So Alan has been a loyal listener for years. Wow.
For years. Good boy. So I have a riddle.
Okay. Okay.
What question can you never, ever answer yes to? What questions could somebody ask?
I'm not sure if I want to answer
that. You could never. No, you're different. You have a list of things that you would never say yes to. You know.
Okay.
Nick, you have an idea what it is?
Nope, not a
good.
Clue.
That's good to know.
That's good.
Good. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
And the two lovely ladies who are with you.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller to the program.
I'm not. We're not hearing you properly, though, sir. I don't know if you're on speakerphone or.
Oh, okay. All right. Just hold a second, okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, how is your commute?
Yes. Hello.
Oh, much okay. Better. He's back.
Yeah, talk to me.
Right. I'm a first-time caller to your program. I've always been listening.
Nice.
Welcome.
And I just wanted to wish Alan Tobago a good day. And we really need to come together because we are from the same country.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start learning to love each other once more because it's really sad when we can allow certain things to come our way to just disrupt our country.
Stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's stupid. Really sad.
And stupid is not only the person that started it, stupid are the people that continue it. That's even worse.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, so I really hope that we try to always let the sense prevail. Oh, by the way, my name is Brent.
I was going to ask, what's your name?
Brent. Hi, Brent.
So I'm just wishing everybody a good day, a good weekend. And let's all try to let the sense prevail because, I mean, come on. You know, as I always hear people say, you know, when you're not wise, you're otherwise. And you need to start being wise. It's time to really, you know, see things for what it really is.
Yes.
And really try to love each other, look out for one another, bring back things like morning, how you're going, I'm sorry, did you have a good day? These things are no longer in our lifestyle anymore. So we just go about life as if it matters not. So I really hope that Trinidad really
thank you, Brent.
Be a better place.
Thank you so much.
Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
That's correct, guys. It's Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe CT 105. It's Friday. We got Nicole, we got Nick,
yo.
George Gonzalez, and it's Comedy Club, so we want to encourage you to call in and give us a clean, but funny, clean is the word, but funny, and we have a couple riddles we're sending out
and
for
you
people
have
to
one
answer,
on the table.
Which is what question you could never, ever answer yes to. That's the riddle head today, guys. 6235105. Let's take this phone call and see if this person knows. Hello, morning. Morning.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Is the answer, are you asleep?
That's correct.
Wow.
That's the answer, are you asleep? What's your first name?
Wow.
What's your first? Huh?
Teddy. K-E-N-N-Y.
Oh, Kenny.
Kenny, I tried to change the name there.
I thought it was Teddy, you know.
Kenny. George, let me give you
a little one. Rest it on my
chest. How could a pocket be empty until I have something in it?
How could I what?
A pocket. How could a pocket be empty until I have something in it?
How could a pocket be empty and still have something in it?
It have a hole.
That's correct.
Yay!
Oh, wow. If I tell you, that was such a guess.
I was going to go with Lynn.
You could tell by the face and expression that just came out. And more surprised she was when he said yes. Oh, we got a message here for Willie, Willie. Good morning, Willie, Willie.
Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
W-I-L-L-E. W-I-L-L-E.
That's the correct spelling.
Right? And tell them to like Baccarat, and I love it more. So Willie will be in. But right now, it's our no class party as my partner, so we're rocking outside, outside. It early.
Whole
we
weekend.
Drink a cup of reality, and we just rock back with... And we had morning, morning, morning again. Average, where you boy? Look at I'm outside looking for you. Tell your wife I say morning for me. And the rest of all here. Good morning.
Mm. You easy. So, guys, we are like a minute away from the traffic report. So right now you could kind of look around because we're going to be asking you most probably after this call.
What's the format?
Okay, I'll tell you now. How's I find it?
No, well, you have to say where you're driving, where you're from, where you're going, what it's looking like around the area.
And you're asking me?
Well, yeah, because you're accustomed doing this thing. Last time you tell the man, this is what you need.
Yeah, because I don't want to know. And the trees are tall.
And you told him be very specific about. So I thought they had a format.
No, there's no format. But guys, so now it's time to navigate the roads of TNT fast and easier. If you're on a morning commute and stuck in a jam, tell us where that is. We want you to be our live traffic cams, whether it's road closures, accidents, or just a sticky traffic jam, which is caused by real chopper driving, you know what I mean? Or chopper drivers. Call us at 623-5105 or send us a voice note at 388-1051. Tell us the area you're calling from and how the traffic looking, courtesy Tattle, whether commercial or residential. Talk to Tattle for property insurance you can trust to help you recover. So let's go, let's take your call, 603-5105. How is the traffic looking in the morning? Morning. Hey.
Wait till my brother.
Wait till outside your body.
By Faizo in class, right?
Hey, Faizo, what's up?
Faizo, Nikki Nick.
Darling, good morning.
Nice lady, what's up?
I'm good, I'm good. How are you?
I'm just...
You know, this morning, I just
called to pick up my son.
All right, pick up your son.
Today, my son is 13 years old today.
Oh.
So, just want to pick him up.
So, you have a little man in your hands right now.
That's true, Nikki Nick.
Yes. Well, happy birthday to him.
And God bless him. For the balance of the day.
Nice. Thanks a lot, Faizo. Guys, call us 603-5105. You want to know about the traffic?
Traffic.
Oh, good morning, Big Daddy George and Nikki Nick and Nicole. They're coming down from Valencia. There's not much traffic. Couple cars on the road, but it's still early. I'm sure traffic will begin later. So we don't want your forecast what's coming later, pardon.
You see exactly why I was asking.
you use Clio. No, we don't want no. Just tell us about traffic now. 603-5105 is that number to call.
Yeah, so where are you? Are you in Santa Cruz? Are you in Freeport? And where are you heading? Heading to Chaguanas? Are you heading to San Fernando?
And you know all your special. Don't come and say, well, I in Mecca. When we mean where you all, we mean where, which part of Trinidad and Tobago?
Your location. In Trinidad and Tobago.
We used to have, years ago, a traffic guy on a helicopter. Mm-hmm. You said that. Did you traffic?
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember that.
Yep.
But every morning he called. Uh-huh. He by grandmother. Every single morning. So I used to tell him, I say, you're not...
That's
know,
where did you take off from?
I say, you're in a lamppost. You're not in a helicopter. You could be in a helicopter and you're always by grandmother. So I feel he used to be home and calling.
No.
You fella get really, really annoyed because I used to make those comments live.
Oh, my God.
And he stopped.
But then...
He stopped.
If it's not true, why is he getting annoyed?
Because I used to really mess him up. I believe you.
You don't have to defend yourself.
603-5105, hello morning.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
All of us sorry.
Oh, God.
We are asking about your traffic and where your traffic is, guys. Hi, guys. Coming down from Chaguaramas. There is no traffic as yet.
Wow.
Slide cars on the road. Mm-hmm. Speed limit is 50 in Kokiri. So that causing a bit of a clog.
Oh.
All right, partner. That's what we call a traffic report, okay? Not what might be and when it's going to happen. Or there was no traffic last night.
Everybody has their time. while.
I'm seeing that the roads are pretty much clear, similarly to what happened during the week. So I'm not sure what happened this week, but...
But they're holding the road. Yeah, you ever hear the gators? I'm not sure what happened this month, but they're real holding the road like you just...
They have a lot of... Listen.
Yeah, but...
They have a lot of potholes.
Morning. Yeah, but for the month? Morning.
Good morning, George. How are you?
Hey, I'm not bad. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. George.
Yes?
And the ladies too. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
George, we'll call you back on the Sunday stew.
Yes, baby.
One thing on my menu, first thing is fried plantain. I'll call you Sunday and tell you about it for lunch.
What? Where are you calling me from?
Georgia, I like fried plantain.
Sorry?
St. Lucian Road.
Mm. I could reach by you.
Right by your corner.
Yes, yes.
I could reach by you.
I know you could reach by me today.
So,
all right.
I'm looking on your Sunday. Okay, baby.
Sunday. Okay,
any bunch.
So, how George getting stuff and we not getting
stuff? Because you're not here on a Sunday.
I don't understand,
huh? I am 7 minutes away.
Hey, Trinidad and Tobago. This is Bunchy Garland. Right now, you're on with the Mixed Nuts crew. Craziness now. Ah.
That's correct, guys. Craziness now.
Crazy.
So we have a result or no?
Somebody.
Oh.
Hello? No, I don't think we have one out.
Hello? Right.
Miss, you have one?
Yes, I do. Let's see what I could come up here with.
Also, guys, don't forget, it's comedy hour, so please feel free to call in and make us laugh.
Yes. Now, this one is an easy one, I believe.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Hines have 6 daughters, and each daughter has 1 brother. How many people are in the Hines family?
6035105 is that number. Call us. Answer that one. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hi, morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So you heard that one?
I didn't hear that one, but I just called it to get a weather report here.
Give me a
weather report.
Yeah. Morning to the beautiful ladies.
Good morning.
Morning, Mr. George.
Morning, sir.
I'm calling from Irene.
Irene.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
South.
I think it's a Superior.
Mm-hmm.
Weather's overcast right now, but it's looking like heavy showers soon to come. Very, very soon.
Right,
no traffic at all.
All right, very good.
Right. Thanks a lot, man.
So,
yeah, man.
22 is weather.
Mm-hmm.
And no clothes.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to see the no clothes, eh? But 22 is matter.
20.
6035105, don't forget, at 6:50, we got that time for love. We got our time for love. And that riddle we have outstanding is...
Mr. and Mrs. Hines have 6 daughters.
Right.
Each daughter has 1 brother. How many people are in the Hines family?
No, if you're not good at mathematics...
don't even bother.
Don't call and embarrass yourself. Hello, morning. Morning.
A pleasant morning to you, my big brother, George.
Hey, how are you going, my friend?
To you and the entire Mixed Nuts crew.
Morning.
Hi.
Who's this?
Simon.
Morning.
Mm-hmm.
Georgie.
Yes, I'm listening.
I want to pray for this nation this morning.
Yeah. I agree.
We need prayer.
I think we need a little more than prayer. We need Jesus, the donkey, the table, all the disciples. We need everybody, you know.
He will come. So we have to acknowledge his presence.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we want to give you praise, thanks, honor, and glory for this wonderful day today. We thank you for all what you would have done and all what you continue to do. As we continue along this life pilgrim journey, dear Lord, we pray for our nation, we pray for our nation leaders, spiritual and political. We ask you, dear Lord God, to continue to give them grace to guide. We pray and we ask you this morning to protect us from our visible and our invisible enemy. Our invisible enemy this morning, Georgie, is COVID-19.
Correct.
We pray that all those who are doing their best to ensure that each and every one of us are protected by this virus, we ask the Lord to continue to guide them and protect them and to watch over them. We pray for all those who are not enjoying the best of health, We pray that he continue to administer his healing hand upon them. We pray as well for all those who are experiencing financial difficulties at this time. We ask him to take care of their needs. And we ask him to continue to cover our nation leaders, each and every one of us, with that precious blood. That blood
Amen.
He would have shed for each and every one of us. And I make this prayer this morning in nobody else's name. And I proclaim it in nobody else's name, but in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thanks a lot, Boy Simon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
God continue to bless you all, guys.
You
all
too,
right, buddy.
Thank you.
It's all good. That's Simon from Simon's Musical Supplies.
Really?
Yep, yeah. That's Simon, as we Boy Simon.
I take it from here.
Oh, that's correct, guys. Locks are never manufactured without a key. Similar, God never gives problems without solutions. Only we need to have patience to unlock them. So don't get over anxious. Don't get annoyed when something not working out. Give it time, it's gonna happen. Don't sit down also and hope that it's happened by itself. You need to be part of the solution, you know, guys? You need to. And nothing in your world could solve anything if you don't have love in your heart. And if you're not a good person to everybody else. So guys, show that love to your wife. Wife, show it to your husband. Shout it out when your children eating their breakfast. You know how always shout to Coral, shout, hey! Boy, where are you? Boy, I love you. Normal. So let your children know that there's love in the house and love in any family. And children, you have a responsibility to love each other and love your fellow students. Guys, love your elderlies. That will carry us so far. And by showing love to Trinidad and Tobago, wear your masks and tell people good morning. Just don't pass them straight and boy, yeah, Irie. Partner, good morning. There's a word for that. It's called good morning. Guys, it's that time for love. As brought to you by Mix Nuts.
Hey, Trinidad and Tobago. This is Bunchy Garland. Right now, you're on with the Mix Nuts crew. Craziness now.
That's correct, guys. It's Mix Nuts. Nicole.
Friday.
Nicky Nick. It's Friday. It's Comedy Club, and we have a little taste, a little flavor of riddles, and is there a riddle standing?
Yes. Mr. and Mrs. Hines have 6 daughters, and each daughter has 1 brother. How many people are in the Hines family?
There are no TV home.
That's real children. That's a lot of kids.
That is our orphanage. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I have an answer for you all.
What is your answer?
I say there are 9 people in the Hines family.
How do you get 9, woman?
Well, it's Mr. and Mrs. Hines.
That's 2.
With 6 daughters.
That's 8.
And 1 son.
Oh,
so each daughter shares the 1 same brother.
Right.
Yay, you are
Oh, you're so smart. Thank you so much, honey.
Congrats, darling.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your Friday and your weekend.
You all too. Have a safe weekend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah,
that was an easy one.
Oh, your phone's up?
It had a little mat in it, so it was a little tricky. It was tricky. George, don't look at me with that tone. Okay?
Good morning. Stefan is in class. Hey. George, answer to your riddle. What question can you never answer yes to? The question is, are you dead?
Well, no. Are you asleep? As the second person said, are you dead?
Oh, okay.
But you know, I had a friend of mine who would call home and George there, my mom said, no, he's sleeping. He said, yeah, okay, great, thanks. I'll call him in a cell. What's part of us sleeping? Or you ever call somebody? You're sleeping and you continue talking.
Yeah.
Well, let me call you back. You're ready, wake up. You know what I mean? And people need to understand what is might be urgent for them is not urgent for you when you're sleeping.
When you're sleeping, some people take sleep very seriously.
And sometimes you just, your brain needs to kind of
defrost.
Yes. Like, you know, some people call you and you jump out of your sleep to answer.
Yeah.
And they just start talking a mile a minute and you're trying to process what they're saying. Like, give me a minute.
So somebody sent me a picture about we are the greatest.
Uh-oh.
It's about a woman in a tub.
Uh-huh.
And the dog head is looking in by her and telling her, hey, woman. The honor man and the real man, they're fighting in the yard.
Uh-huh.
Who to bite? I love that.
George, you have a riddle? Because I have one.
Start your day the right way with Mix Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
Mix Nuts on a Friday.
That's correct. It's Mix Nuts.
And let's get those riddles going.
Yes. So we have a riddle standing.
Nicole,
give us a riddle now.
Oh. I wasn't ready, guys. I feel like you just threw me into the deep there. Okay, no. I'm ready now.
Right.
What has no beginning, no end, or middle?
What has no beginning, no end, or no middle?
Mm-hmm. It has what has no beginning, mm-hmm. end, or middle?
Okay. Mm-hmm. 603-5105 is that number. Oh. Guys, try us now.
Oh.
All of a sudden it's oh.
Is it oh?
Hello, morning. Morning. Apple. Yes.
A ball.
No beginning, middle, or end.
A ball.
A ball. And you are wrong.
Yay! Like a ball. See what I did there? He was wrong like a ball. Okay, so that was hilarious, guys.
George's face does not say that was hilarious.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
You really is nothing.
Nothing.
No, that's, it's not nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Your answer is nothing, buddy.
I mean, oh my gosh, that was mean.
Good morning to the Three's Company in the studio. Kurt from New York, present in class. George, would Errol be Mr. Roper? You remember Three's Company?
No.
Yeah, I
do. Yeah, boy. I don't know. Mr. Roper was the funniest person.
It wasn't in my time.
Was it Roper?
Roper was the guy, he was the landlord.
Or Mr. Fernley.
I remember Friends.
Roper.
Roper?
Yeah.
So who was Mr. Fernley?
Are you watching some... I don't want to say what you're watching. You said traffic flowing on the Bell Parkway just past JFK on a clear and sunny day. Riddle, why do cows wear bells?
No idea.
You, Nicole? Why do cows...
I don't know.
Because the horns don't work.
Oh, my.
That's your friend.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you,
yeah,
good. Yeah. Thank you.
Big Daddy George and Nikki, present in class, sending shout-outs to my 4 children and 6 grandchildren. Coming from Mom and Granny John in San Fernando.
Yeah.
We have a lot of San Fernando listeners. That's great.
South people rule.
Okay. I thought you got from South.
Yeah, I thought you from Central.
No, I am originally from South. I'm originally from Vistabella.
Oh, okay.
Vistabella?
Vistabella, yeah.
That's deep South, then.
No, it's not. What is wrong?
Good morning to the principal and the lovely new teachers. I love this new bunch with lots of laughter. With the pandemic, I have friends who are working from home on a rotation basis in the private sector. Also, remember the PM had asked the public service to go back to 50% capacity for 14 days, which ends today. School is totally out again. Claudia and Santa Cruz, I agree. Yeah. Good morning, Mix Nuts crew. Ravi be here.
Ravi!
Ravi, where is my bacon shark and my curried corn?
Switch.
Ravi sounds like he's in class this morning.
Like he's on?
No, he's liming with Willy Willy.
Did he say that?
Well, she said they're outside.
They're outside. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I remember sometime when Tommy used to work here, Tommy would come in late and he would say, guys, sorry, boy. But it rained, boy. I said, oh, you're lying. I said, where was it raining? He said, Tobago.
So how does that affect?
Exactly.
Well, okay.
Do we have any
outside of my awesome joke, do we have any other jokes this morning? My jokes
not
is
from the, not from the radio callers. Friendly.
Yeah.
I mean.
But guys, don't forget, other than riddles, send us a clean but funny.
Funny
clean
joke.
But funny.
Yes, and we say good morning to Dawn from Court and Process. She's always locked on, and she's saying good morning to her two inspectors, Luga and Ramarak.
Luga?
Yeah, well, that's what it's saying, yeah.
Logan. Can't be Luga. Who's called the chairman Luga? That's an illness. Is that what they have, or she have Luga?
No, it is Logan.
Okay.
Yeah. George is correct.
You want to know Luga.
But George, that's an unusual name. People can name their children those things.
No, they don't. That's when children be the parents when they're sleeping. With names like that.
And Dexter from Cookie is in class. Blessings to everyone. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, guys, we got a riddle. And that riddle, once again, is... What have no middle and... Yeah, but you had to keep it up.
What has no beginning, middle, or end?
What has no beginning, yeah, end, or middle?
Yes.
Guys, give us a call, 603-5105. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Georgie, what's the answer, boy? You wouldn't like to know, what are your best thing for this man like?
Red woman?
What?
No, I say red woman, they go, well, no. If I love all y'all, then I, you know. Guys, what has no beginning, middle, or end? That's it?
Yeah.
Hello, morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Oh, gosh.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, Georgie.
Your partner. You have an answer for me?
Yeah, the sky.
No, that's not my answer.
Sorry.
No, everybody in the car laughing at you. See? When you're calling to give the right answer, all the people in work waiting for you to come in the ball. Boo! 603-5105.
That's a good try.
What has no beginning?
End or middle.
Hello, morning.
Georgie.
Oi.
It's a donut.
That's correct. You are a winner. You get to keep
it. You get to bring us donuts.
Yes, the best thing for this ride is donuts.
Oh, police. Okay.
Not Trinidad, partner. Trinidad police, I get doubles and venues. Thanks, sir. All right. Nice.
He is hyped.
Yeah,
up.
I mean,
hyped up as well.
Yeah,
we realize.
She said donuts, and you see the whole antics. Guys, you got some voice notes.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, Nick.
Morning.
Chicky Chong.
Yes.
Morning, Natalie. Wherever you are, Tommy. Hope to see you all soon. To hear you all soon, that is. And.
I'll get the numbers.
Nine of them in the house because it's one brother.
Right. Yes,
Thank you.
Yes.
That is correct.
She's giving the answer.
Maria Santana, Minister of Works and Transport, locked on in Chagonas. Good morning, guys. The answer is nine. Well, guys, old answer. Chris from New York City. Good morning to you, Chris. Good morning, Mix Nuts Crew. Simon brings tears to my eyes with that lovely prayer, he said. Have a wonderful weekend, guys. Karen.
And just
Karen,
to let the listeners know, you can't call on the WhatsApp. You can call the PBX number 6235105 on WhatsApp. You can send a voice note or you can send a message, but don't call.
You can't
on
call.
The
yeah, no, just call.
I think they
just
wanted call. To talk to you, Miss Nikki Nick. I think they wanted to talk to you.
Good morning to you, Big Daddy George, Nikki Nick, and Chicky Chang. Have a blessed day today. And George, I will be sitting close to the new teacher today. Kimo from Carinage.
Oh,
present in class.
Chat, comment, tweet, post to Vibe CT 105 FM.
Mix Nuts.
Welcome.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's Comedy Club. It's Comedy Club with a touch of a flavor of riddles. So we have, somebody answered the riddle, we have a riddle out.
Yeah.
No, somebody answered the last one, donut.
Somebody got to wait to bring us.
So Trinidad Tobago.
I want glazed donuts, thanks.
Trinidad Tobago, we have a really, really funny joke coming from Nicole.
So I would like a proper introduction.
Okay, hold on. Let me get that that introduction there for you.
In the meantime, we want to say good morning to Aki Regis, Lauren, Magnolia, Keisha, Zena, Deborah, Holder, Jacqueline Boyce. All these guys are present on Facebook this morning, so we have a full
nice.
Class.
Yep, and now we have that.
Y'all ready for a belly full of laughs? I'm telling you, this is hilarious.
Says
Nicole.
Well, I feel like all this build-up is taking forever.
Don't worry, you're getting it on. I'm trying, you know how to get the right.
Good morning to Shelly Bihari and good morning to Wendy Lewis. Thank you so much for joining us in class this morning, and we're so happy to have you all here with us.
Okay, so are you ready?
I am very ready.
Trinidad Tobago. Be careful. Be very careful.
Oh boy.
Alrighty. How did the girl know that the letter was from her boyfriend?
How did the girl know that the letter is from her boyfriend?
It was in the mailbox! Yes!
Why is there applause for this?
Because if it wasn't for the recorded applause, she would have been none of it.
Wow. I thought that was hilarious. I'm sure a lot of
people... No, that is. But you know, that really was a riddle and not...
It was a funny riddle.
Right.
It was. So we have a message here from none other than Ali Jute.
Hey. Good morning, George. Good morning, Nikki. Good morning, darling. Happy Friday to everyone. All 105 of us, good morning to you. Traffic report heading from Claxton Bay to Mount Hope Hospital. It's clear on both sides at the moment. Not sure about from after now, but yeah. So far, so good. The road is clear and nice. The weather, however, looks very overcast, but we're going to get some showers soon. So everyone, do what you need to do. Stay dry, stay safe, and wear your mask, social distance, and do what you need to do to protect yourselves and loved ones. Ali Jude wishing everybody a great day, and happy Friday.
You too.
Happy Friday.
There's a new term to use protection. Now is a mask we're talking about. Use protection at all times, guys.
At all times.
Because this will kill you. You say good morning to Gail. Morning, Gail. Good afternoon, George, Nikki, Nick, and
good
George.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. When they say good afternoon, you know they're calling from the
England
from
or
the
something.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Have a
I
safe
they were working
weekend.
All day.
And this is Linda from London. Okay, Linda from London. We say good morning going out to Odisha. Did you show you all right? A donut was the correct answer.
Yes.
Yeah, the new girl.
Is it a river?
That was correct as well.
That was an old one.
We have an intelligent class.
And I don't know who sent this message, but I love them. They said Vista Bella rocks.
Obviously, somebody living in Vista Bella all their lives and never go nowhere else.
Vista Bella is a good place.
Yes, it is.
To come from, not to go to.
Whatever. Mr. Yitik saying a good morning to everyone.
So you understand what I'm saying? How you call yourself Yitiks? You know
I have no idea.
Bessie just said to clicks and done.
George!
Morning, guys. RMS Picker Repair Crew locked on. Thanks a lot, guys. Shorty here, boy. Good morning, Shorty.
Good morning.
Yep. George, Nicky, Nick, Chicky Chong. George, you just need one more lady to complete.
Oh, my.
George's angel.
Oh, yeah.
Nice
George,
coming.
George can't even handle the both of us. You want him to get another one?
On air. Chicky Chong, Nicky. Nice. Big Daddy George, morning. All right.
Good morning to the Mixed Nuts crew. I would greatly appreciate it if you could send belated birthday greetings to our son Richard Clark from his parents John and Cindy and their siblings Rashonda, Aya, Jaden. Thank you.
So I have a great riddle here.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I touch the earth, I touch the sky.
Mm-hmm.
But if I touch you, you'll surely die.
Ooh!
This ooh thing, not a clue, no. Ooh. Usually get relics in school, boy.
Pick me.
I think I know.
No, you tell me now. You tell me.
I'll tell you off the air.
No, tell me on air.
The sun.
The what?
The sun. Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Say it again.
What?
I touch the earth, I touch the sky, but if I touch you, you'll surely die.
And it's what?
How could the sun touch you?
No, like if you, me, you know what? You know that joke about if you go to the sun, like you, like so,
me.
What could it be?
Yes.
Lightning.
That's correct. Woo! Lightning.
Oh,
she
would.
No, she like everybody else. Just Google these things. Eh?
I didn't Google.
When we give a riddle, and it takes 5 seconds for somebody to call us because they're Googling.
I am such a winner. I'm on fire this morning, guys.
Yeah, answer
well,
one
I'm
riddle.
I'm gonna give you all another riddle. Let's see if anybody can get this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. A wife shoots her husband, then holds him underwater for 5 minutes.
Oh, Lord, where is this going?
Finally, she hangs him, but later that night, they both go out for dinner.
What?
Together. How is this possible?
I have no
guys,
idea.
This is a great one. But it's time for dinner. When we come back, we'll take your answers. Mm-hmm. A wife
shoots her husband. Then she puts him underwater
For 5 minutes.
Yes. Finally, she hangs him. But later that night, they go for dinner together.
So she didn't find... After she shoot him and he... You didn't find him dead? She go drown him and then hang him? No, man. All you guys are ready, man. All you know, all you get ridiculous. Guys, it's 7:30. It's time for dinner.
Na-na-na-na-na.
That's correct, guys. And my first now, Trinidad Tobago. So, there's a picture in the Guardian. You know, these police, the licensing officers, they stop you if you're going to crack a light and working, your tire's not good.
Yeah.
So, there's a picture here with the licensing officer showing the guy that the tire ain't good. And he wasn't like, oh my God. But his tire, he knew it not good. You're not showing somebody else's tire, you know what I mean? He wasn't like, serious, when did that happen? You're lying. You know the tire wasn't good. No, man, guys. No. Let's be honest with the lights. And the lighting officer, he and all, you know. He watching it like, he didn't notice, you know. So, guys, a TNTech worker contracts the virus.
Hmm.
I find that is shocking news.
Oh,
you know, I just, you know, we need to be careful. No, none of y'all. Venezuela National Assembly condemns brutal attack on teens. They're looking that Venezuelans get more protection. I will protect y'all any day, guys. I mean, girls. Not guys, girls. I don't want none of them dropping. He say he protect. No, guys. I protect girls. So I don't know if you all saw the news, but 8 held for 94 million marijuana haul. $94 million. Guys, what you doing to Trinidad and Tobago? I understand that. When they say that we have somewhere is legalized, not $94 million. They're talking about all joint in your pocket for medicine services. You have migraine or whatever. $94 million and weed is plenty migraine, guys. Let's not carry TNT down that avenue, you know what I mean? And my last now, this is not my one more now after this. I don't understand. What is artificial intelligence? It's either I intelligent or artificially intelligent. I don't want to be artificially intelligent. I want to be real intelligent. So I don't understand artificial. No. I don't want to be artificial. I don't know. That is like reversing back and free giveaways. It's the same thing. That is not no. That is not what you're talking about. And guys, Trinidad and Tobago, I need you all to understand. So experts warn Spain is losing the second round of virus. This is real. Guys, this is real. Let's not take this stupidness for granted. And this stupid talk about God is a Trinidad thing. Waste our time. That is not so, guys. Let's get with the program. Let's make sure we mask. Let's make sure that we wash our hands. Let's make sure that we social distance. I'm not seeing that social distance thing happening. Guys, I don't know why, but I just not seeing it happening. We need to be very, very vigilant and diligent. And the word of the day, for those who have helped you, take time to give them thanks. And that is coming, that is the word of the day, and that's what I'm talking about. All the responsible people in Trinidad and Tobago who being really responsible. So sometimes I see double vendors with their mask on, but they're holding the bar with their hand. So I ain't sure where that's going, you know what I mean? But for the word of the day and all the responsible people in Trinbago, is what we're talking about.
Hi, I'm Darren Bravo, and I listen to Mixnuts on Vibe 215 FM every morning.
That's correct, guys. Every single morning, locked on, everybody. And if you're not locked on to Mixnuts, then you're not locked on. I mean, if you're not listening to the number one, then you're going to just have to settle for number two. You
That's
know
right.
I mean?
Mixnuts
are the number one.
Hey. Oh, I thought she was going on. I'm here backing you up, and that was just like one line.
It's just a teaser.
I wasn't ready.
The full concert will come.
No.
I have my outfits already.
That's what we're talking about.
The next one. No, stop it. We need guys.
So it's Friday.
And we have this riddle.
Yes, we have a riddle on the table. I will read it again.
Yes. That's a good idea.
A wife shoots her husband, then puts him underwater for 5 minutes. Oh. Finally, she hangs him, but they go out for dinner later. They both go out for dinner later.
How is that possible? All right.
This is a very cryptic.
Yes. Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She took his photo.
Oh.
What's your name, dear?
Hello?
What's your name, darling?
Sheldon.
Yes.
Sheldon. You are correct.
Oh.
Yes, those who can't hear him well, the wife is a photographer.
Yeah. I had no idea.
I find Sheldon's song exciting. No, Sheldon, I mean, you didn't hear, you win. You heard that part? Sheldon, I find that you're not excited.
I
don't understand you. You have prizes to collect, buddy. Are you going to buy lunch or did you make your own lunch?
Give me the next call, I'm a prize.
Give the call.
That's what I like you for.
You don't know
what you're giving away, buddy.
Yeah, so the wife is a photographer. She shot a pic of her husband, then put it underwater to develop it, and then she hung it out to dry.
You know what amazed me? Nicola Cross there, still trying to work on what you're saying. Why you mean she pay him underwater? She took his picture. Because she's of age that you see picture with your phone.
Yeah.
So she's not understanding, you know?
I don't understand. just got it.
Right. Well, this young lady says it's a photographer.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's good, guys. Let's read some messages. Say, wow. Okay. Don't forget at 7:50 we got the Sports Now.
I got one from Casey. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to read?
Yeah.
Casey said, what word is always pronounced wrong?
Wrong?
Hmm.
You are right.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand.
That's what... Yeah.
Casey, don't test me. What four-letter word can be written forward, backward, upside down, and still be read, left to right? Girls?
Say that again.
What four-letter word can be written forward, backward, or upside down? And can still be read left to right?
Noon?
Red?
Noon is correct.
Oh, my gosh.
When you get red, R-E-D.
Oh, my gosh.
V-E-R. How is back to front? I know I should have taken off your mic.
I thought it was more technical than an actual word.
I got it.
Where does red come?
I don't know how red got it.
But noon is correct. You're very good. Morning, Randall. You're really locked on in Queens, New York.
Yes, and Jason from Point Fortin, just wishing myself a happy birthday.
Can you please
play Feel the Love? Oh, Feel the Love.
You know YouTube.
They want to hear it from the Mixnuts crew, George.
Okay, so Mixnuts!
Good morning. Mixnuts is number one. Call him. Mixnuts is number one.
That's correct. Mix is definitely the number one from all ages, as 1 year old right up to 100.
Ooh.
Everybody listens to Mixnuts.
101.
So I have a joke.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this lady, this wife, she's getting ready to go and bathe. And right before she goes in the bathroom, the husband slips it, plops, and go in the bathroom and bathe. So she annoyed now. She's saying, oh gosh, you know, I'm now going to bathe and you jump. He said, but babes, you know, you take 3 hours to bathe. I go take 10 minutes, which is true. I take 10 minutes and we back out. And she crawling and they hear the doorbell ring.
Uh-oh.
So he says, hear what? Babes, go and answer the door. And by the time you come back, I'll finish bed. So she goes and she answers the door and she has a towel on. And her neighbor sign up be watching her. And he said, yes, Jerry. He said, if you drop that towel now, I'll give you $500. She said, what? He said, you drop the towel right now, I'll give you $500. She look around, she see nobody looking, and she dropped the towel. He said, oh my gosh. And give her the $500. So she now going upstairs and she happy, because she's downstairs to the shoe and purse and whatever. And she go up and hear the husband, who's that? He said, Jerry. He said, oh, the neighbor here. He said, I hope you get that $500. I'll let him know. Mix us on the vibe, City 105. So, just telling you about that.
Are you explaining how man could just be the worst?
Which one is the worst? The husband there or the neighbor?
The neighbor.
Oh, he took the towel off.
No, but he tricked her.
For $500? Guys, so we have a riddle on. I can't remember. Or somebody bust me.
Nicole
throat.
Is giving
or she
one
have a, okay, yeah. Give her a riddle there next.
Okay. What can one not hold, two pass, and three destroy?
What could someone hold?
What can one hold. Not hold, two pass, and three destroy?
Hello, morning.
Good morning, morning.
Yeah, complainer.
I want to know why it is we didn't have a fight before the election.
Why didn't
we? After the election, we have a spike now. I don't understand that.
Now, do we have a spike?
Fight.
I don't understand why.
But that's not
maybe
obvious.
I don't understand why what these people congregating means that we should have a spike. What do you feel?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is why it's alleged they're saying that they have a spike. They're going to have a looking forward for a spike now. But why did they say that before the election?
Oh, okay.
That is my question.
They should have said that we're gonna get a spike after election if everybody congregate.
No, before the election. Let them say that. They should have said that.
I agree with your partner.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, another thing is that I wonder.
It's alleged.
I want to say that the Wasa alleged.
Right.
Why do you think they pump in for also people in Digo Martin to get water? 6 weeks now, we ain't getting no water now.
Gone. So,
all right, partner.
Oh.
So right now, he ain't smelling
good.
And
now, because it says, so what's happening?
6 weeks.
So Ravi B is saying, good morning, Big Daddy George. And he has a question. He's saying, Mary's mother has had five children, John, Jonah, Sherry, and Mark. What are their names? Wait, you know, I just gave it a
name. John, Jonah, Sherry, and Mark.
I just gave it and he didn't send. Ravi, let us know what it is now.
Oh, okay. He didn't give the answer.
He didn't give the answer.
Okay, I can get the answer.
What's the answer?
What's the question again?
Oh, Lord. Sorry. I done lose the thing already.
Oh, you all again? Like
Mary. Mary's mother had five children.
Right.
Okay, I'm making up these things because I can't remember the names. Right. Joseph, Jonah, Daria, and Mark. What are their names?
Mary,
Jonas, Jonah, Daria, and Mark.
Yeah.
All right, guys, it's time for Sports Now on the Vibe City 105. Good morning.
Good morning. I am Carson Cupid, and this is your Sport Now. High Court Judge Carol Gobain has ruled that the United TTFA's challenge to FIFA's normalization committee is not a matter for arbitration, and so a hearing can, in fact, proceed in local court. Furthermore, Judge Gobain does not expect FIFA to abandon its objectives identified in its statutes by reprimanding the association for taking up this fight. Guardian Media spoke to the man who has led this charge against FIFA, deposed TTFA President William Wallace. He has held firm to his belief that FIFA acted outside of his remit to act in the manner in which they did in March, removing him and his duly elected officers from administration. Wallace has stated before that any sanction TNT faces as a result could be described as collateral damage. Here's what he told us in the aftermath of yesterday's proceedings.
This gives us an opportunity to be heard, which is all we are asking to be heard. And that is all we want. And this is the first step in getting that opportunity to be heard.
Judge Gobain did in fact point out in her ruling that there are some juxtapositions in the both sets of constitutions or the governing documents of both parties. Does this, in your mind, raise a question for some sort of constitutional reform on either side that will put things more in alignment moving forward?
And that's a very good point, and I like how Jassy, I like how you said on either side, because I mean, it's not just Trinidad and Tobago that is speaking out on these issues at the moment. There are other confederations speaking out.
To allow TTFA's matter against FIFA to proceed to trial in the state court, United TTFA member Keith Lookloy expressed elation. But Lookloy was adamant that this was only round one of the battle.
It was always a case about national sovereignty and democracy. The second case in this entire matter is about FIFA's right to impose that committee, right? I fully expected this decision to go our way, as I am convinced the second decision will go our way.
The outspoken veteran administrator emphasized the gratitude of the development and remained optimistic that the TTFA will drive home the point. Switching to some football on the field, to the Champions League, PSG versus Red Bull Leipzig is semi-final number one set and locked to go. It's time to secure the second semi-final opponents, and today Barcelona will take on Bayern Munich as they will meet in a colossal clash in quarter-final number three. Now the last three times these two met, each winner went on to win the Champions League. Barcelona won two of those three encounters, but the one they cannot forget, the humiliating 7-0 aggregate victory that Bayern Munich got in 2013. Today's match will kick off at 3 p.m.
Stay tuned for another sports report on the Vibe City 105 FM, Monday to Friday at 7:50 a.m.
This is Bunchy Garland. Right now you're on with the Mix. Cool. Craziness now.
That's correct, guys. Craziness now on the Vibe City 105 is Mix Nuts.
You missed out the
The what?
The
Yes, I need help. I'm not the man to ask for help. But so, I am going to Massey Stores yesterday, and who I see in trouble, what dame I saw in trouble, none other than Nicole. She had a flat. And she, I talking sweating, dripping. And the car is off. And she trying to change the flat.
I'm sorry, pause. I was not trying to change the flat. I was successfully changing.
When I reached...
In fact, you came when the donut was already on, sir.
I came an hour after she started.
We did not say how long it took.
I went, I made my full grocery, I came back, and she's still there with the people and them flat.
Word.
So, worse than that, when time to go now, you cannot start in.
Can I just say?
I went out to help out now. And she have her poor daughter in the back now sweating.
She was sweating.
Daughter shame to come out. No, it was really a calamity.
It was terrible.
It was a calamity.
I forgot my hazard lights on. So.
But that should not kill your battery. I told her that. That's no way should kill your battery. But the thing is, you handle that professionally. All those 2 hours.
2 hours. Listen, that was my first flat
two
that I ever changed.
Change a tire.
Well, I have nails, so
if you see them, yes.
Technically, these are my own nails, so they're not as strong as other nails would be. So I am turning this, what you just call it? A thing that you turn to push up the car.
It's the jack and the jack handle.
Right, so I'm turning the jack handle, and it was the worst. That took the longest.
Wow.
But oh, guys.
I must say, there were a lot of people offering to help me, but I said, no, thank you. I've got
you,
this.
Are you
woman
out,
power.
Are you out of your mind?
Woman power hour, you know. One woman power is woman hour.
I was so accepting that help. Hello? I was not changing
I'm pretending. No, like women, again, you must know your bargaining chip. Please, focus. They didn't make you a woman for no reason. Those things are not just to put in a bra. There are reasons for all these things. I'm just saying. You know? Guys, it's Mix Nuts.
And we have a riddle.
Start your day the right way with Mix Nuts in the morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
That's... That's correct, guys. It's Mix Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105. It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Yep. Yep. So, you know, now is because it's a whole new normal, getting prepared for your weekend takes a whole different thing. You have to say,
what
okay.
You mean?
Meaning, when you're getting ready for your weekend, you go to, right. So when you get when you're getting ready for the weekend, you go by a bar, you bust a lime, you organize. You don't already know where you're going Saturday and Sunday.
Oh right,
those things can't happen anymore.
It's so true, and
the
you
places
can't,
you cannot go.
There's no spontaneous.
Or you should not go.
Yeah. There's no spontaneous outing.
Well, it is. You can take an outing and go in your bedroom.
Go for a drive.
And the next day go in the kitchen. You know what I mean?
You could spontaneously cook because you're not accustomed cooking.
Huh? What?
There's no spontaneous
here. Yeah. What?
Queen KFC. There's no,
right, but KFC cuts off at a certain time.
Yeah, I got so upset.
I could imagine.
I think it was still just after the lockdown.
I'm a night man. I eat in the night.
What?
I
would,
meaning, if I working out, and I coming home 3 in the morning,
right. Sandwiches,
and you buy a hot dog or a burger, whatever, that done.
Yeah.
So when I work Friday night, every Friday I work and I finish at 12. There's nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. I don't know how to deal with that yet. You know,
I got upset because the that fries and chicken place, they said they were closing at 10. This was like just after the lockdown had lifted.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided I was feeling for it like around 8 o'clock.
You had a craving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And called and I wasn't getting any answer.
And
like,
you were upset with these
very, but very.
Tell me if I'm not lying. Mm-hmm. We have KFC days and we have Royal Castle days. Mm-hmm. They have days that you feel for KFC.
Yeah.
And they have days you feel for Royal Castle.
Yep. Wow.
You would go to the end regardless of which one your preferences.
Mm-hmm.
But you have KFC days and you have Royal Castle days.
Well, for me, it's
same
more
way you
like
have roti days.
Yes.
You feel for roti.
I'm feeling for roti today.
You feel
usually,
for roti every day.
It's usually when there's a special on. That dictates how I feel.
That's the Chinese. No. That Chinese would buy something that don't fit but is in a special. I just don't understand that. So guys, it's all about riddles right here in the Vibe City 105. And we have a riddle, Nicole.
What can one not hold, two pass, and a three destroy?
So you heard the drama in that?
Yeah.
You heard the acting.
Very dramatic.
Yeah. Steven Spielberg was hearing that in the high in the morning.
Next morning three. To Sugar Boy.
Who?
Sugar Boy is in class.
Sugar Boy.
Morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
No, man.
Yeah, a lot of these WhatsApp messages. Yes, guys, it was correct. Yes, the wife was a photographer. A lot of them are giving the answers.
Yeah. Good morning, Mixer's crew. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. Yeah, but when you're saying good morning, you need to put your name.
We need to know who is saying good morning to. Who is present in class this morning?
Oh, we got Empress Divine here.
Wow.
Say good morning to you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get Sheldon and all. Everybody get, he took his picture.
Yeah.
After we say it.
Okay, but I didn't get it.
No, yeah, but every normal person is what I meant. Every normal person. Hello, morning. Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Gonzalez.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
I'm not too bad.
Oh, boy.
Listening to you guys all the way.
Hi, good morning.
Good.
Thank
good
you.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Chicky Chong and Nicky Nix.
Hi, darling.
So,
do you have an answer for my riddle?
Well, I could only come up with one thing, and that could be a secret.
Oh, my gosh!
I told you Alan answers every single thing.
Oh, this is that Alan?
Yes, this is that Alan.
Alan,
so
I am crazy.
I was trying
impressed.
To watch you and tell you, don't ask. But you did, and I had to leave you alone.
I didn't think anybody would actually get it.
Alan, if anybody else, nobody else get it, Alan will.
Alan, how did you work that out?
Well, by deduction.
This is an educated man.
Alan is the boss.
Yes. All right, Alan. Thanks a lot, my friend.
I always tell George that I am the riddle master's master.
Oh!
Alan, this is where you can get cut off. I'm just saying.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks
you
a lot.
You too, darling.
Oh, we got a voice note here from the new girl.
Mm-hmm.
I should put the volume up.
Yeah, that would help. Have a great Friday. Mr. G, just want to wish you guys a good weekend and blessings for the day.
Thank you. Morning, guys. Enjoy your day, crew. Sally. Oh, thanks a lot, Sally. Tony says to say good morning.
Yes, and Davika also from Sign Village, they're always locked on. They said they're there. And they said, no, they do not sell bread and chana. Okay?
Oh, no, that, they don't.
Yeah.
I don't understand. We have Big Truck Driver.
Davika's bar.
Sorry?
No, Davika's bar.
Yes, when they were up really early. Yeah. And we thought they sell breakfast, and that's why.
So they sell breakfast?
No, they said they don't sell bread.
So what is be up so early? Who's be drinking early in the morning?
Have their customers.
No, maybe they're inside.
No, they said they have early morning drinkers.
Well, it's Pinal.
Yeah.
Up there's a whole different lifestyle. Freeport, Pinal, up that side.
No, but that is true. If you pass in my area, you would see like after 9, 10 people already in the bar just having a...
It's after 9, 10. They'll be WhatsApping from 7 o'clock. That's a whole different kind of thing.
Sir and Mrs.
Hello.
Nicky Mix and Chicky Chuck.
Yes.
Very big truck driver. Sir, I have a question. No longer raising my hand in the back there.
Oh, God.
I don't take him on. I'm only talking. My hand gets tired after the next one. Anyhow, my question is, sir, when we graduating from this school, and I hope the answer is never. Eh?
Never.
Because I argued with Ravi B and Willie B and telling that, yeah, I said the ball is going out. I say, we stay in the school until, right? And I want to find out from the missus if they have weekend classes.
Stay in school.
You want lessons?
No lessons.
I have, hold on, I want a voice note.
Pleasant to you all. Good morning, 105 FM. And it's pleasant good morning to the people of Trinidad and Tobago. Stay safe now. And have a good day.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
So this is one for you guys. There's nothing to do with me.
George, good morning.
Oh, I asked for him.
Thank you, Sean. A special good morning to you all. Have a blessed day.
Guys, all you call, you're singing like something wrong with you.
George, I didn't hear what he said.
He said have a blessed day. We say good morning to Roxanne. So we have the riddle. We have a new riddle. Anybody have a riddle? Okay. Let me ask a riddle now.
All right, go ahead.
Riddle there is master. A one-story house in which everything is yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture, yellow floor. What color is the steps?
Oh, that is one that I had here. This is similar to one I had here.
She's so fab.
I'm telling you, the first one.
All we're missing is,
it's not yellow.
I know the answer.
6235105. Nicole says, not yellow. As you say that, I look confused. You say everything in your house yellow.
Exactly.
6035105, you got a call. Hello, morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Good morning
to the ladies.
Good morning.
Hi, how you all doing?
Good, very good.
Fine, thank you. And how are you?
No, I'm not too bad.
Very good.
So tell me now, there's a one story also which everything yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture, yellow floor. What color is the stairs?
So what is the step there underneath the old church?
I don't know.
It's an old step church.
It's a one-story house.
Yeah.
You're good, buddy.
Yes. It was a trick question.
Man, yeah.
What name?
Yeah,
Man. Yeah, Man.
But
yes.
You could have stairs going into the house.
Yes,
like two stairs in front of the door.
Oh. Yes, Man, my head. That's not stairs, that's steps. Is that the front? Thanks a lot, man.
Okay,
yeah, buddy.
You too.
Nice. Good.
Oh, God.
Morning, Mixnuts Crew. Happy Friday. And as coming from Jack, no? Send a shout out to my cousin Curtis Bonnet, who retired yesterday from his job, and to Jacqueline Pinto from Yolan in Queens. Love listening to you guys in the morning. Oh, thanks a lot, Yolan.
Oh, Georgie.
Yes?
I have to say a special early-ated birthday.
A what?
Early-ated. That's my word.
Okay.
Early-ated birthday to my mommy, who will be celebrating her birthday on Sunday.
Oh.
So happy early-ated birthday to my mommy.
She's a Leo.
Yes. So happy birthday, Mommy Emerald. From all of your, from your
happy
kids.
Happy birthday, moms.
Nicole, Brandon, and Dwayne.
Oh. Hola, papi chulo. Jorjito y las demás bonitas. Buenos días. Besos de mami chula.
My
she
word.
Says that. You don't understand that?
I have no idea.
Let me do it in English. Hi, George. Those two girls should sleep with you.
What? That is George.
That is a lie.
You're a liar.
That is
so then
a
don't
lie.
Ask me. That's what she said. Okay? I don't understand you.
Lies from the pit of hell.
Nicky Nicks and Nick Young. An Olympic truck driver. I just got to say, good morning.
Take win, pardon.
Hi, I'm Darren Bravo, and I listen to Mixnuts on Vibe 215 FM every morning.
That's correct, guys. It's the Vibe 215. It's Mixnuts. It's 8:24 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
If you sit on the road, you're late for work.
Uh-huh.
That's if your job starts at 8.
Exactly. Unless your job starts at 9.
So, Nikki, you have a riddle for us.
Yes, I does is.
Riddle.
Yes, you what?
Yes, I does is.
Okay, just want to make sure. That's Freeport lingo.
Okay, so here goes. You can see through me, yet I am not transparent.
Mm.
You can pick holes in me, yet I occupy no space. What am I?
I like that one.
I'll repeat that. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm ready.
So you can see through me, yet I am not transparent. You can pick holes in me, yet I occupy no space. What am I?
6235105 is that answer? Is that number to call for that answer? Morning.
Good morning, Georgie.
Good morning, baby.
Good morning.
Of course, you know why I'm calling, Mr.
Because you follow voice. No! Which voice? The one, the original one, or the big truck driver? Big truck driver, pony voice too, eh?
The original.
The original,
yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know, but I like the original.
Yes, Gil.
I find the song a little slow. Yeah.
George.
Like he's special.
George is just jealous.
He is special because he has a special voice.
Yeah, George only jealous people.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Jealous, and we know what it's all about. And
yes.
Anyway,
she sounds really excited.
Enjoy the weekend and be safe.
You too,
okay.
Darling.
You as well.
Yeah, voice, yes. Full of a deep, very white voice with a small pinky finger. No,
George.
Not, yeah. How does makeup? Oh. No.
Pinky finger.
I don't. Yeah, have his hand up. So that riddle once more is
okay. So you can see through me, yet I. Oh, sorry. You can see through me, yet I am not transparent. You can pick holes in me, yet I occupy no space.
Gosh.
What am I?
Let me tell you something. We are the greatest. You know. Somebody answered the riddle with the yellow house and it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The steps were red. I don't. Oh. You know what I mean? What do you mean it's red? You know what I mean?
Steps to the porch.
Hello, morning. Oh, no, something wrong. We're not hearing you properly.
Hello.
Much
there
better.
We go.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Nikki Nikan. Good morning.
Hi.
I'm not really calling for the riddle. I just calling concerning the guy's voice. But George, you must be hater.
I'm not hating. I'm just saying.
Hater
when somebody talking at the voice and you say, I was want to tell you.
George, that's not how
you
sound.
The
man have a lovely voice.
Yes, he does. George is
jealous. I love you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, darling.
Although I'm a little depressed. You just have me smiling and forgetting.
What is your name?
My name is Shorty.
Shorty?
Yeah.
Oh, Shorty.
Is that D or T? Because it could be Shorty, which is a D. Or it could be Shorty, which is a T.
Shorty or Cindy.
Cindy.
Shorty, okay, Cindy. So they call you Shorty because you're a bit short, Cindy?
Yes.
And where you call us from?
I'm calling from San Juan.
Okay.
Let me tell you something, girl. In everything that will ever happen, two things you will remember. One, that too shall pass. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, that will pass. Mm-hmm. And yes. Two, somebody somewhere love you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right. It could be three of us here, but somebody somewhere love you.
We would like the guy with the voice to call back and say good morning to Shorty. Yeah.
But I would all, you know.
I tell you good morning. She want more money than that?
Yes.
Shorty and your bacchanal self.
Shorty said yes.
You guys enjoy your day.
You enjoy your day, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, baby.
And
So talking about the press, mm-hmm. I just want to get a story. Then things happened to me. So there's a friend of mine called Dominic. Me gonna call his surname.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't seen the boy for years. So I went into hot shops.
Brody.
And I saw him. I say, Dominic, how are you going? All right, boy George. I said, boy, now you looking at your mother dead, so.
Oh gosh.
You say, yeah, boy, my mom just died.
I was not sure
where to go from there.
Yes.
Where do you go? His mother just died. He just got the news his mother died.
My God. Where did you go?
Out to the shop. I said, well, I asked him in the car and I went and waited till I see him leave. And I went back in and buy him a roti.
Wow.
I mean, but that happens to nobody.
Jesse, you are special.
I am. You know, they have the museum in Chagramas where they are the plane. I think the military museum. So the guy called Gaylord Kelshod hired me. And I am on top. He is an upstairs and downstairs building, and I'm on the top DJing, mm-hmm. and we're watching out. So I watching out. Now I never met the gentleman.
What did you say?
And he came up to me, George Gonzalez. I said, yeah. He said, Gaylord Kelshod. I said, how you going? I shake his hand. So he leans over the barrister like me, and we're watching over. He said, Trinidad has some beautiful women. I say, yeah, boy, see those two there?
If
I hold them two, you had to call regiment to peel me off, you know. He said, those are my daughters. I said, you have lovely daughters. End of story.
Did you ever get...
No, you stop talking to me after that. So let's get our next walk. There was no next walk hunting. That was all over. And I tell you, these things happened to me.
I believe you.
I have a friend called Brian Hines. Mm-hmm. He used to work UPI or
UPS?
No, UPI, which is International Pictures Incorporated or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he used to deliver the reels of movies to different cinemas.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So they had just gotten Police Academy. So he asked me if I'll take him around. So we went deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if people... whoever been to the looks, the corridor is, there's a long corridor, and one end is the cafeteria, the next end is the office.
Mm-hmm.
So they both left the office and had left me standing there, and they went straight on with the cafeteria, mm-hmm. to talk or why, I don't know. And the phone ring. So he shouts out to me, Brian, let your partner answer that phone for me, please. So I pick up the phone, and some guy left his wallet in cinema last night.
Right.
And he wanted to have found it. So I'm shouting out. I said, Brian, tell the manager to ask the cleaning lady there if she found
the wallet.
A wallet.
Yeah.
He said, that's my wife. Who the hell you calling? Yeah, so you know, there was no free ticket for me to go with Deluxe ever. You know what I mean? But those things only happen to me. It don't happen to nobody else. Nobody else.
Because you're special.
No. The followers talk.
No. You're special.
So we got a riddle on, guys. We have a riddle, Nozzo? What's the riddle again?
I forgot it was mine, yes?
But you easy?
You can see through me, yet I am not transparent. You can pick holes in me, yet I occupy no space. What am I?
I must be honest, I'm the riddle master, but that one I don't know. This is Our Lady. Not Our Lady, Our Lady, but the Our Lady. Hello, morning. Morning.
Morning, Georgie. You are special. You really are special.
You know, you don't have to go there. You can just like tell yourself in your mind.
Really call back for, because I get so buzzed over my sexy voice. I forgot to tell Mr. and Mrs. Funker, hello,
okay.
Andy, I don't like bacchanal demand voice sexy.
Well,
his name is Sexy Voice.
V, Olya, stop it.
What?
taking Jackie Jacket. The man have a good voice.
Yes, he does.
A voice to melt your soul.
Wow, she said soul, eh?
Yeah, I'm telling
not
you.
Not heart. Soul.
I'm telling you.
I just find his song rude. Something
George, you would say that because you're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous.
Yes, you are.
I'm looking back for it.
You're going to play it.
Because yeah, I want you to understand what I say when I say the man songing. Like something wrong with him.
George.
Yes.
Well, in the meantime, good morning, guys. Is the okay? They. I will let you know if you won, but then you didn't even leave your name. Yeah, they were guessing the answer.
Yeah. We ain't going on now.
Women look for different things.
When is it
but sometimes you just have to have a nice sexy voice.
Like you have to sound good in my ear. I remember, you know, there were times like you meet a guy. And his voice is kind of high. Like, your voice can't be more high-pitched than mine. You need to have some kind of bass or some kind of mellowness in your voice. So that when I hear you on your phone.
No, my problem, if I'm a woman and I have a man, your hair can be longer than mine. You know what I mean? If your hair cannot be longer than mine, you can't be prettier than me. You can't have more makeup. No, that can't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the voice is important.
But I've heard that you shouldn't get into a relationship with a person that is prettier than you. So a guy should not get into a relationship with a really hot woman because you're asking for problems.
Well, that usually happens a lot. Guys,
regardless, if they're prettier or not. The only way a woman wouldn't run around on you is if like she had 1 foot or something. So, but other than that, you are trouble.
Are you saying that all women are just going to give you a butt?
More or less.
Oh my
God! Really?
No, no.
Oh
is
my
that,
gosh.
Is women? I always say. So, if a woman have a older guy, for some reason that is acceptable. If a guy have an older woman, we have a problem. If a woman have a younger man, that's a problem, you know? And it's funny how society
that is a
sets
society.
Those things
yeah,
up.
A society.
You know
thing.
What I mean? So I could sleep with 100 women and you would say, that is man boy.
Folly.
He's sexy or real woman. But you sleep with 100 men, I really don't party.
Yeah.
And that is just, again, how society
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Terrible.
And men should understand that if you sleep with 100 women, you are considered a risk is what you consider as not
and
as
know,
a champion
I know
as
a lot of guys
risk.
Who
and somebody would know morals and values because you must have a sister and a mother.
I agree. I think some guys boast about it, like I know guys who boast about it, and I think especially when they're in a forum with a lot of women, they feel that makes them look really good and macho. So they boast
but
about
that's
being,
insecurity.
Yeah.
That's what that is. It's because you can't get whoever in that circle there. You want them to know, well, it's not because I can't get it. I don't want it.
Or it's just, that's just how you were cultured. So you're thinking that's the right way to be. And you're not taught to think for yourself and make decisions for
but
yourself.
Then you would not be, me wouldn't be like with somebody with that culture.
Right.
So they wouldn't be talking in my circle.
But you tend to see your friends around you. You know who you are when you look at their friends.
But
that's
you,
not a lie. That's a true statement.
Yeah, but when you're young, you are, I don't know who teaches you, but you are taught conditioned to think the more women you conquer is the more man you are.
Yeah, right.
And what you're looking for, and I tell people this now in hindsight, what you're looking for is not below the waist, is above the waist. So you would continue going below the waist looking for that, but it's not there.
Yeah.
So you would have 100 women and still not happy. Above the waist is where the action is. That's where the real action is.
I feel sounds like an affair to the heart topic, you know?
No, I'm just saying because some men is embarrassment, man.
Yeah.
Some men is talk a pack of chupiness.
A pile of garbage.
Riddle, what can you hold in your right hand but never in your left hand? What could you hold in your right hand but never in your left hand? That's easy.
I don't know.
Your left hand. Duh.
Oh my goodness.
You can't hold your left hand in your left hand. Don't try. George, I live in New York. Oh, George, I live in New York. Our houses have basements. That's the steps, Joe. Then it's not a flat house. Okay? Not a flat house.
George, how are we all doing? Who's the third person with you all on the radio? Oh, she sounded like she went to Cornborn too.
Okay, I'm not sure which one, but I think both of them.
Both of them
went convent. One would have gone Kuva convent, and the other one would have gone Belmont convent. But they both went convent. You know what I mean? And I don't know what people. How do you put somebody as a convent girl? Was it? Was it because they speak properly?
But George, honestly, like since I was in secondary school, people either thought
convent or secondaries.
What? No, but people always they either thought I went to Cornwall or they thought I lived abroad, and right. I didn't understand.
You know, living abroad could be Tobago, right?
It's Trinidad and Tobago. No. Do not say I'm going away and you're going to Tobago.
Exactly.
But you are going away. I'm going overseas.
That's like saying you're going to South and you're going away. Yeah.
Overseas. They have no sea between here and South.
It's okay? One country.
6035105. That riddle is holes.
Right. So you can see
through. It's amazing how I remember the whole part.
Exactly. You can see through me, yet I am not transparent. You can pick holes in me, yet I occupy no space. What am I?
Okay. Hello, morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, the first answer was the elbow. You can use your left hand.
No. That answer is your left hand. You can't hold your left hand in your left hand.
I tried it. It's true. Yeah.
And the second answer?
No, here that was. I got to call back for that one.
Oh, you're not going to search? No, you're going on search. Don't lie to me. All you're good. Thanks a lot, my friend. 6235105 is the number to call. Or you can leave us a voice note.
I'm feeling kind of bites up with this, really. You know, nobody has gotten it.
What that mean? You feel?
Somebody said it's an idea.
Nope.
Hi, good morning. This is Sherman. It's a lie. No, it's not a lie. Is she talking about the man voice?
Sherman.
No,
that answer is correct.
What?
It's a lie.
George is really confused. He didn't even know the answer.
No, because you, I'm not sure if you didn't go to the bathroom or not. So I'm not sure if you heard what she says. And just to let you guys know, you cannot WhatsApp your number. You answer. You have to give a voice note or call in. So I'm reading the answers, but I'm not commenting on it if it's right or wrong. She said, no, that's correct.
Well, then let me do another one. Let me make
guys,
up for
I
that.
Need help. Come on, let's go. Let's go to the next one.
A lie.
It's a lie.
Yes.
What's the riddle again? You can't poke holes in me.
You can see through me, yet I'm not transparent. Mm-hmm. You can pick holes in me, yet I occupy no space. What am I?
A lie.
Yeah. Well, Nicole will give the other.
I find yourself like Nicole. Girl. I thought you was going to say, well, Nicole don't know what a lie is. I thought that was what she was going to say, you know?
You thought that's where she was going.
Because I definitely don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know how to lie.
Tell me.
So, name one thing you can never tell anyone about without making it disappear.
What?
Say that again. Name?
Name one thing you can never tell anyone without making it disappear.
All right, guys.
Hi, I'm Darren Bravo, and I listen to Mixnuts on Vibe 215 FM every morning.
That's correct, guys. Mixnuts right here. Welcome back.
Say a special good morning to Darren Bravo, who's listening.
Always.
Every
locked
morning.
On.
Good morning.
Getting ready for his CPL.
Yeah.
So this is a true story. So I don't know if everybody knows, but Aaron and myself have a video online. What a routine that we do with Levant Hill and Hayati and whatever.
I'll post it on Facebook.
His brother Darren and himself said to Errol, because Errol told me after, that they look at that before they go on the field.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, because they want to put their mind in a good place and a happy place. And
want some vitamin
money. Ranking.
And not that Duane was telling him. So that's what we look at. And it's amazing that you here. Because we now finish look at that, all the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went on the field and we, you know.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
And they're really cool. So when I met Darren, Darren is a little different. So when I met Darren, I said, yeah, yeah, listen. He said, yeah, okay. I'm coughing in the face, but you can't. You know what I mean? Next us on the Vibe City 105, guys, is riddles. We have a riddle.
Yes, we have a riddle. We have a riddle on the table.
Okay, what's
riddle,
the riddle?
Riddle. Name one thing you can never tell anyone about without making it disappear.
Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment. What's your first name, sir? Sorry?
Thank you.
Your first name?
Dean.
Dean, and you're wrong. Hey, like a O. 6235105.
Thanks for calling, Dean.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
Dean ain't calling back in a hurry.
Because.
Dean ain't going through that. He's saying that. Ain't going through
that's
that.
Enough embarrassment.
Yeah, I ain't going through that.
See
six.
What I did there? It was funny.
Your phone? Oh, your phone. You have a voice have note.
Okay. Good morning, George. Good morning to the girls in the studio.
Morning.
Morning, sugar.
George, this is Queen Terry and King Silver and Gummy Bears, your Boston family. Everything is fine. Today I go for my surgery on my eyes so I could see you better. LOL. We love you, George. Stay safe. I see you guys is rising, so please, I'm asking you and everybody else to be safe. Wear your mask, wash your hands, use your sanitizer, but washing your hands is better than using the sanitizer. Bye, we love you.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Cherry. Silver, gummy bear, or body bear, or whatever bear. Curry bear, or whatever. So we got a riddle on online, and that is what on the table. Sorry.
Name one thing you can never tell anyone about without making it disappear.
Hmm. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I didn't call concerning the riddle. John.
Okay.
Important. So yes. I hope you don't cut me off.
No, no.
Yesterday we buried Shami. We then buried. We cremated his family. Cremated his body.
Right.
And it's very disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is Utica, eh, George?
Hey, Utica. You know, mm-hmm.
It's disappointing. I saw yesterday that a lot of DJs came to me.
A lot of what?
DJs.
Yes.
Teachers and DJs did not come.
Well, what, Utica, before you continue, let me explain something to you. They said to us that they asked us, please, that they want to keep this in a family thing, and they want us, because of COVID, they don't want everybody to come. So if they only could meet 10 people, they want those 10 people to be family.
Okay.
And yes, they have well wishers and whatever. So that's why most of us did not make the journey down, sir.
Okay.
None of we didn't want to, but we were asked not to.
I was present yesterday, and I saw 5 trucks, and we had over 100 cars.
But how much?
Over 100 cars.
Okay, well.
Right, but we socialize, we group out everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Group out.
Okay.
Better words, it was well organized.
Well organized, okay.
All the people that came to Shami, Pimitan yesterday, not respect, but especially the old school DJs.
Yep.
The man Hawisi was there, Dr. High was there, Wilkie was there, too many to call.
Yes.
All the DJ song systems, from me, I say enough respect.
Yeah, man.
Shami, be in heaven.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I just said that we were asked. I don't know, but I was asked. Yeah. I called and I spoke to them, and they said, George, I understand that you and you guys would like to make the funeral, but we're asking to keep it as a family. We don't have much people, so we want. If leave the space for family.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We know you love him. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I said, great.
Yeah, so a lot of people are celebrating life and occasions over Zoom because of that very reason. Trying to be safe, trying to keep into with restrictions and everything like that.
Well, so. I did a comedy show on Zoom. Lord have mercy on my soul. The woman, the producer is from LA.
Right.
She had to call me because somebody must be told her special now. Call me the day before to help me set up on how to
figure
use
out
it.
How to use it.
Pace. I think there's a stage now. Yes, she had bellyache from laughing because I talk Chopin's all the way. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she will ever talk to me ever again.
She will speak to you. She just may not do a show.
No, she would not. She wouldn't. It's amazing. You know? Guys, It's Mixed Nuts. We got 7 minutes to go.
I want to give, y'all would not believe what Sugar Boy sent.
Okay.
Do we want to say that on air?
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah.
Sugar Boy
say. What did the Bajan crab
right
say when he fell in a hole in India?
Mahatma Gandhi.
How did you know that?
That's just, I tell you, when I heard that, I fell off my crib.
What?
Mahatma Gandhi.
I would have never guessed that.
Serious?
Nope.
No, man. No. See, you know I read master.
Georgie, do you know the answer to my riddle?
No, but let's take a call. 603-5105. I know the answer, but I want somebody else to answer it. Okay. Hello, morning.
Hi, morning again.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Is the answer a secret?
No, it's not.
Okay, sorry.
But
no, don't be sorry. Not everybody could be right. You know what I mean? All now, so your children laughing at you. Your wife go stop talking to you. And you get a wrong answer. But that's all right. That too shall pass. 603-5105, guys. We only got a couple minutes before the president, Chris Boyne, steps in. Mm. Hello, morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You have an answer?
Am I thinking is a lie?
A lie.
That was yes. For no, the other
I don't
one
know why. I don't know why it is. I don't know why Nicole is showing me no. And she have a mic. She could say no. I'm trying to. Thanks a lot, baby. No, it's not
no
a lie.
Problem.
Okay, anybody.
Okay, I'm not
calling.
Sure if she was answering yours or if she was answering the old one that
maybe,
I did.
Maybe. Yeah. So you're correct, but
so
not for this one.
Correct.
603-5105 is that number. We got a riddle on the table. Before we leave, hello, morning.
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 My good friend, you know who's the check?
No.
It's me here, boy.
Who's this?
Me.
Oh, me here?
Yeah.
Yeah, me here. What's your stories?
Is that a name?
Nice.
Right? And he said to be one with the thing is your character.
Okay, you could tell him no, you know.
No, I didn't really hear him. What's
your character?
No, it's not your character.
And the first one is in the needle.
Both of them wrong.
No,
so
no.
You just win the world record. You get two riddles wrong the same time. Yeah, so, yeah. No problem, brother. That's worse than COVID, partner. Two riddles wrong, no, man. I understand what you're doing. Guys, we're getting really close. So call us fast, fastly. And try your best.
Fastly, George. Fastly,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Says the girl who says does it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, morning.
I'm sorry. Your number is not in.
603-5105, yes?
Want to say good morning to all our listeners locked on and present in class on Facebook. Leela, Cecilia, Lauren. Good morning, guys. Thank
good
you
morning.
So much for sending us a present and good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, morning. Good morning.
Oh, what are you saying, man?
Hey, Gupta, how are you going, my friend?
Very good, man. I'm calling to give the answer. It's so obvious of that riddle, man.
Oh, tell us the answer, Gupta.
Oh, man, that is good. The whole of Trinidad know that, man. You have to say West Indies is going to win the next cricket match.
But that's a lie.
No, they're going to disappear, man. Don't worry.
They're going to. Oh, so you're saying. So you're saying that that's the answer?
That is totally the answer, man.
Gupta, it is amazing how you take West Indies and India and put it into every answer for everything we talk about.
He has a talent.
If he is very talented. Thanks a lot, Gupta.
Thank you.
Good, have a very good one.
A very, very good, my friend.
A very good
you say,
one.
Having a very, very good one.
Very, very good one.
Yeah. I love him too much. Morning. Good morning. Hey, we good.
Retro Youth in the house.
Who is this?
Retro Youth.
Hey, Retro Youth, what is this?
Do you know the answer to the riddle?
No, I just called just to let you lovely ladies say happy birthday to me, which will be tomorrow, please, the Lord.
Oh, so hey. You want me to say happy tomorrow. Birthday? Your birthday's tomorrow.
Yes,
so this is an early-ated birthday.
Yes. Happy early-ated birthday.
Happy early-ated birthday, darling.
We have a Leo in the house.
Yes.
Of course, all in Leos.
Yeah, where are you calling us from, though?
On the road, I'm a migrant.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
You said before me, buddy.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
He took it.
I'm going to say riddle one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we don't get an answer, Georgie, you could give us your answer. Name one thing you can never tell anyone about without making it disappear.
Hmm.
Name one thing you can never tell anyone about without making it disappear.
Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Mr. Kijong.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I am great, thank you.
I feel if I tell somebody a secret, they just love it.
A secret?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a secret. No, that's,
no,
not,
that's not the answer.
I thought, because I was thinking of that too, that could have been a secret, but, you know, no, it's not.
No, but then it'll be a secret to other people, not, but to you two, it may not be a secret. To other people, it'll be a secret.
All right, partner. Okay. Thanks a lot.
AC man out again.
Yeah, AC man, take AC it easy, man. Brother.
Cool me down.
Yeah, you say chilling out.
I'm gonna
cool
get a down. List of to write down for names of our listeners.
No, you'll get epic. So, I'm taking the last call here, guys. The last call before we go. Hello, morning.
Yeah, morning, George.
Hey, voice.
Yeah, I answer no riddle. Only answer my riddle. I want to know what is work when you see it in Bangkok and what don't work when you see you living in Kabul, Afghanistan. Only answer my riddle up to now.
Okay, no. I don't know the riddle, but I don't want to hear the answer. I don't want to... Voice, I don't want to hear the answer. I don't want to hear the answer. We good. I don't want to hear the answer. I could lose my work. We could lose the license. So guys, we say thank you. It's been a great week. Until next week, girls, be careful. And the answer, my take that the answer is silence.
It is.
Right, because it would not be silent anymore if I tell you.
I would not have thought that.
We know. So guys, until next week, Monday, well, for the girls, and I will be back on Sunday with the Sunday Stew. Until then.
Nikki Nick has left the building.
His house.
No, she's coming in his house and she's leaving the building.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, from Nicole over here, have a great weekend and be safe.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do, and if you do, name it after me. We out.
Chat, comment, tweet, post to VibeCT 105 FM.